The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Philip Hayden Slater, non-executive chairman of Riverfort Global Opportunities. RGO is ticker there. Philip, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yes, so we're just talking about the expansion, the opening up of the economy, and the watch list. And I know you're in Portugal, so it's going to get very popular down there with you. You're going to have a lot of Brits coming over to see you in a bit, Philip, I think.
We will be welcoming the Brits with open arms, Justin. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I'd pre-booked that now because the prices go through the roof. But
Trust me, the prices have gone up.
Yeah. Okay, so you've announced investment in Smart Tech 247 and are placing today. So we'll discuss that in a bit. But as always, Philip, for people not familiar with Riverfort Global Opportunities, just give us a brief summary as to what the company's all about, please.
Sure. We are an investment company, and we have been specializing in sort of structured finance products to help smaller listed companies either bridge or develop various projects, whether it's a placement or to make an acquisition. And so that's been the bulk of our business. Just recently, we've been pivoting towards more sort of pre-IPO equity type structures where we will help the company go to market. Mm-hmm. And that's the case with both Pluto, which the investment we made a couple of months ago, and over the weekend, Smart Tech 24/7.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that because you raised some money to invest in Smart Tech, and it's in the cybersecurity space. And already, Dev, I do a sort of a podcast in the morning where I look at five macro issues, and one of those issues today was about a big cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline in America. 2.5 million barrels a day is still having problems. 45% of the East Coast supply of diesel, gasoline, jet fuel was completely knocked offline by a cyber criminal gang on Friday, and they're still working to get it back online. So it's a massive issue, isn't it, cybersecurity?
Totally. And this, we're very excited about this investment in Smart Tech. I mean, as you said, it's very topical. The attack on the Colonial Pipeline was a ransomware attack. And one of the things that Smart Tech 24/7 does is protect companies and help neutralize ransomware attacks along with the other cybersecurity offerings they make. I mean, it was an enterprise company basically dedicated to monitoring and protecting various businesses and winning against competition like IBM for contracts like cancer research, etc., which was very competitive. Mm. I'm really excited about this company. I mean, the cyber industry is going to grow dramatically over the next few years, and I can't see any business not wanting to protect themselves against these kind of attacks.
Yeah. So where's it based?
Based in Ireland, or based in Dublin, but they have offices all through Europe and one in the States. The business it generates just under 5 million euros of revenue and just under 1 million euros of EBITDA. And the team there is incredibly professional and driven by the CEO, a chap called Ronan Murphy. And he's just driven, absolutely driven. And you've got to listen to the guy, and maybe we should have a podcast with him. But he is incredibly, just believing that the business is going to drive forward with the demand and the requirement for people to be protected against cyber attacks and hacking.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. It's not going to get any smaller, the problem. As we've all migrated everything now online, especially the pandemic has speeded that up. And it's only going one way, isn't it? And so as we become more reliant online, of course, bigger opportunity for criminals, you know?
Correct. And one of the exciting things about this company is that they're transitioning from not just enterprise, but also to cloud-based security products. So that obviously opens up the market to a much larger degree. Mm. And so their offering can be effectively go viral in terms of the kind of customers that they can then cater for. So the attack on Colonial Pipeline is just another example of how, and this is in America, how these companies have left themselves unprotected and opened back doors for criminal gangs to come in and extract both information and obviously money. Now, it's not just businesses that need protected, but governments obviously as well, and government departments which need to be protected. So, you know, every year going forward, there's going to be more dollars spent on cyber protection than the year before. So it's really exciting from that point of view.
Yeah. So, and are you always looking for, like, investments in hot areas? At one point you say that's enough now, or are you always looking?
No, we're always looking. I mean, this is on top of an acquisition, or rather an investment we made in something called Pluto, which is a crypto-based platform, which not just invests in cryptocurrencies, but helps projects and developers develop specific protocols that people can use and invest in, and that has done extremely well. So, you know, I think both of those investments could possibly be worth the market cap of Riverford Global Opportunities in the not too distant future. So, I think we're sort of just literally making people aware that this is the sort of investment we're trying to make. We're looking at deals every day, and there's a pipeline of stuff that we have to look at and decide whether it fits our sort of our mandate in terms of technology investment.
Yeah.
And that's on top of the, you know, the normal business of just providing structured finance to small listed companies to generate nice returns, which has, you know, been the business previously.
Yeah. And the thing with crypto, and again, we all know that decentralized finance and all that is going to be a big area. I mean, the issue is, at the moment, it's such a hot area. A lot of people are jumping on it. There's so many crypto coins out there, and you need people who know about this space to invest in the right vehicles. It's like the internet boom, isn't it, of 2000, where there's so many companies just change their name to .com, where most of them will not survive, but the ones that do, they will grab the market share, you know?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, look, the guys at Pluto, they sort of live and breathe this stuff. And it's not just the understanding the likelihood of which coin is going to be popular, but getting in with the developers and the projects at a very early stage and backing them and then financing them as well, and then helping them in terms of where they should be positioning themselves. So the thing about Pluto is it's actually backed by real assets. Again, that is working its way through to the equities market, and it's incredibly exciting. So we're looking for other opportunities like that where, you know, normal investors just don't get access to. So we're actually a bit unique in that respect. So in the normal investment community can't get access to these structured products that we're doing, and they can't get access to this kind of pre-IPO investments we're looking at. So that's really the thrust of the market. So we're looking to provide a strategy for our shareholders where we will protect them in a down market by having, obviously, you know, greater demand for the structured product side. And hot markets like we currently have will take advantage of our capital to invest in companies that will likely grow and get good valuations in an IPO situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, Philip, as always, if someone's liking the sound of what you're doing here but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, so we have underlying profitability with the structured products, and we're paying a dividend. It's currently, I think now, around about 3.5%. Don't hold me to that, but something like that. So we're profitable and we're paying a dividend. That's the first one. The second one is you're getting access to all these, the exposure of all these underlying structured products and the profitability that will result in. And then the very exciting pivot to this pre-IPO market, where we have the ability to invest at an early stage for these companies, which will hopefully produce multiple returns for our shareholders.
Marvellous stuff. Philip, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Many thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.